Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And now.
But when I played, it was the QDA. We used to spray on our gloves and our hands. Defensive players used to put Vaseline on their arms.
Be curious, not judgmental.
I thought with you it was cinnamon bun frosting.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe.
May not even be safe. Probably not for your workers even.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Ba-boom! Ba-boom! Bubble.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
An Odyssey station.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with you?
There you go.
How's that?
All right.
Man, ain't it going on trying to survive?
With your host,
Greg, the host.
Boston's top socialite, Greg Hill.
The aliens are coming in. What are we supposed to do? Do we go to our bunkers or what? I mean, what a...
I welcome them. Who knows? They might want to take a few people back to wherever their galaxy is and, like, look at us like kings.
Yeah.
All I know is that Greg's bunker is going to have Masumo from Aria in the entire kitchen staff.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty, Wiggy.
When I recorded this song back in 1968, I just remember I had a conversation with John Lennon. We were smoking some hashish. And he said, that song right there, what's his name?
Billy Bob.
Billy
Roger
Bob. Waters.
Roger Waters. That song was tremendous when I was listening to it in the West End of Europe.
Get out of here.
Joined by...
Ken and Curtis aren't adults.
Two idiot producers.
They are co-hosts.
Ken and Curtis.
You're instantly thinking aliens are hostile.
I am.
Maybe they're not. Maybe they're coming with all this type of... you know, new and advanced technology. Maybe there's a lot of stuff that they can bring.
Yeah.
Maybe they can fix Cam's shoulder.
You're
no,
hoping.
Come on, Ken.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it!
Let's cover it.
I love you dearly.
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing the Bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
I was going to say Spieth, but long shot. Adam Scott. 66
Tiger Woods.
To 1.
What's going on, everybody? Happy Friday. By the way, big day for Chris Curtis. Wiggy is out. And Curtis has finally, after how many years in radio, ascended to the adult table. He is seated in Wiggy's chair this morning.
19 years, I would say, in radio.
19 years.
Yep. I'm a late bloomer.
And it took you this long to get here in the main studio.
Yep.
19 years.
I talk a lot during breaks when I use this seat, so...
I was hoping that you were going to do the opposite of Wiggy and say absolutely nothing during the commercial break.
Well, no talk between Curtis and Spaz this morning.
Yeah,
a little awkward, a little icy.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was going to say the unfortunate part of that scenario is that Spaz has also moved up from the cave that he lives in the back here at Leo Birmingham Parkway, and he is seated in Curtis's seat this morning.
So. For only 2 hours, though?
Well,
I'm getting bumped already.
We have a guest coming in. Andrew Raycroft.
Oh, I see.
Razor is going to join us in the studio after 8, and we'll talk a little hockey and other things with Razor. So your mic time will be limited after 8. That's all. That's the way that works. So.
By the way, Andrew Raycroft, the anti-Tangway. People listen when he joins the show.
Well, it's co-host search round number 7 that begins today, right? With Raycroft, is that what's going on?
Sure.
Yeah. You want to start a whole new round?
I can't believe you brought up the co-host.
I know, really. You want to poke the audience?
Yes, it's a Friday. I don't mind poking the audience. That's fine. We're here to have fun. That's what we're here for, I think.
How did Tiger do yesterday? You going to update that in the trend? Or
what a pick from Wiggy. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, Wiggy picked Tiger Woods.
By the way, Curtis Wright again. Adam Scott, 1 under.
Yeah. Did you watch it all yesterday or no?
There is nothing better than primetime major golf.
I would agree with you, Curtis. Other than some kind of a true crime documentary, other than that, I'm in on it. So, all right, if you want to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Here's an 857 text that says, why is Spaz there? Great question.
Because I'm awesome.
Spaz works here. I mean, you have to understand, Spaz has a minimum wage position here, so he's a ancillary producer of the program. Is that what you would, what's it, does he have a title even?
Coffee getter? It would be even lower than that.
I would say he's the jackass of all trades.
Okay.
Well, listen, but you're lucky because I looked long and hard to find a costume to wear today to mimic you, because I wanted to get the Monopoly guy costume so I could be you for one day, and I couldn't find it. No, it's like costume stores aren't open like they used to be back in the day, but I wanted to come in with a monocle and a top hat and sit here and go, I'm going, the weather, and sit here and make fun of you the entire day for being a rich silver spoon boy.
So maybe next time, don't say what you're going to do, and then when you get that costume, it'd be funny.
Yes. Yeah, well, I can't. It's too late now. There's nowhere to find it. I'm never going to get to sit in this spot again. Wiggy, and by the way, Wiggy gets more days. He's the new LB. This guy has more days off in radio than anybody I know. I'm sure he's got something personal.
No, but, no. He's going to Arizona with his son, where his son may go to college. So Wiggy doesn't take a lot of days.
No, he doesn't. It's very few.
He doesn't.
First sign of someone that will never be successful, and I love you, Wiggy, so I don't want to rag on you not here, are people that take personal time for their family. As a boss of a company, and you said to me, well, I'm going to need personal time for my family, I say, you're going to need to find another job. You're going to have... Yes!
Really? I don't think you'd last as a boss, then.
So it's a real issue for you when it comes to success with regard to people who spend actual time with their families. That's a real issue for you.
Well, that's what off-work time's for. That's why you have Saturday and Sunday. That's why we have 12 or 13 national holidays, so you can spend time with your family. That's why you have vacation.
Okay.
Jimmy, don't worry about your appendix bursting. I'm just going to stay here working another couple hours.
That's why you have a mom. Or a dad, if you happen to be a male-male marriage. You say, honey, you have to take care of the kids. I'm going to work. I make the money. I pay the bills.
This
Have
is
a good
so
day.
Odd, Greg. Spaz is standing, which makes me nervous. Curtis is in there.
I know.
What
is
happening?
It's going to be a very strange morning, Ken. By the way, at some point, we have to discuss the fact that science has come up with a term for the fear that Ken and others suffer as the world opens back up again.
Ooh.
So speaking of Ken, we'll get to that at some point this morning. Science has an official term for it now. So if you would like to be on the show, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Today's leads coming up in about 10 minutes. Then we'll get to the dumbest of the day at 7:30. We will be joined by State Representative Michael Soder at 8:15, and we'll talk legalized sports gambling here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, which appears to be closer. So that'll happen at 8:15 this morning. You will have 3 chances during this show to win $1,000 cash, and I will give you the code words at 7:10 and at 8:10 and at 9:10 this morning. And
hey, Greg, on the sports betting thing?
Yes.
Isn't it perfectly Boston that we just concluded 20 years of utter sports domination, and now it's legally able to bet on the teams?
Yes.
Like, all the teams are starting to suck a little bit. Brady's gone. The Bruins kind of suck. The Celtics lost everyone. And now you can bet on the games.
Now they're like, place your bets. Yeah. This is Dan from Maine. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
What's going on?
First time on time.
Thank you. I think you said first time on time.
I'm just calling in to talk about the sticky on pitchers' fingers and
the competitive edge and everything like that. To me, it doesn't make sense that they're going to take that away from them. I know they have the rosin back. I've played baseball my entire life, still playing. But, you know, if it's not enough, then they got to do something about it, because batters are able to go up there and cover their helmets, cover their bats with pine tar, and wear gloves as well. And they go up, and that is such a competitive edge, you know, going up there to get a grip on the bat. So what's the difference to get a grip on a bat other than getting a grip on a ball? What's the difference to
me? There's no difference. We talked about this yesterday. There has been, and there, I guess there always will be, cheating in baseball. The issue is that when the cheating gets too, when they develop a new way to cheat better, Major League Baseball cracks down. I guess that is the issue.
But the pitchers are not getting a better grip on the ball. They're getting more rotations on the ball.
Correct.
In fact, the data shows that control is worse, which is endangering the hitters. So that's baseball's concern.
Wait, I thought Middlebrooks was tweeting, Kenny, that the issue was that the pitchers were going to be hitting batters because they no longer had the spider tack.
Well, that's not what the data is showing. That hit by pitches have been up this year pre-spider tack crackdown. That's not what the data shows. Some people believe that's the case. That's why they use this, but it's not. It's sticking to their fingers longer, and they're getting more of a spin on it.
Can we just allow, or like, just when it comes to baseball, say either you can cheat or you can't cheat? That's what there should be. One rule: cheating is okay or cheating is not okay.
Right.
And then see who can cheat the best. I mean, if everybody's gonna cheat, everybody's gonna know that they're cheating, then just let them cheat and see who can cheat the best.
Knowing you, Greg, you've reached the maximum quotient you have for baseball talk, particularly this issue.
Yes,
although Sam Kennedy will be good on this at 9.
Yes. We will get to the Red Sox front office report at 9 o'clock this morning with Sam Kennedy, president of the Boston Red Sox. But right now, here is Ken Laird and what is trending this morning.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, trending now brought to you by Red River Technology. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red. RedRiver.com.
We don't have time right now, but there's already a controversy on the Twitch chat and on the text line with regard to Chris Curtis and what he looks like this morning for those who are viewing the program. So it's a controversy, and we'll get to it coming up in a little bit.
Sounds great.
By the way, the gambling guest, because yesterday in Massachusetts, lawmakers considered nearly 20 bills related to sports gambling, a long 6-hour economic committee hearing. So you're right, Greg. There is some movement on this.
I think it's going to happen. It we're way behind, by the way.
Well, when? Like this summer it's going to happen?
I think it should happen by fall, yes. I would hope that legalized sports gambling in Massachusetts happens by the time Tom Brady and the Bucks arrive to play the Patriots, week 4.
Okay. We will see on that. Red Sox off yesterday. They start a 3-game series in Kansas City tonight. Nick Pivetta on the mound, 8-10 first pitch. 7-10 your pregame on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. No Andrew Benintendi. He's got a rib issue. Yesterday at AAA Worcester, Tanner Houck made his return from a right arm flexor strain. Looked good. 3 scoreless innings, no hits, 6 strikeouts.
Kenny, I can have a Sox question for you. I saw a mock baseball draft. That's how bored I was yesterday. That Leiter's kid, what's his name? Zach Leiter or Jack Leiter Jr., whatever he is. He's the best pitcher in college baseball. And he's being speculated that he's going to fall to 4.
There you go.
Because nobody else can sign him. The Red Sox have much more money. And this guy is like the next like great thing, like a prodigy.
Did you also watch college women's softball world championship action?
I did. I have a couple thoughts on that.
Okay. Oh, I just saw Curtis pop up on the stream here.
Yeah.
And it's the eyes. Like the Curtis.
No,
like
those, it's not the eyes.
Oh, not the eyes?
It's not the eyes. No, they feel like he's done something to himself. Which has altered his appearance.
Whoa. To make himself look better for the broadcast today?
Yes.
Well, he told me he's walking 8 miles a day in Southie, which
really?
Is that's impressive.
Well, that's after he saw the picture of himself in the tank top the other day. Decided he needed to lose a little weight.
Yep.
Well, it's going to be quite a morning.
And is Spaz talking about others' appearance? I don't know.
I've accepted that I'm ugly. I mean, that's no big deal. Look at me. I'm ugly.
Why is it a big deal that I'm ugly?
Because you're insecure about it. Obviously, you did something to make yourself look better today. I didn't. I don't care. I come in. I'm ugly. I'm here. I'm in the room.
Couple days a month.
Golf US Open.
How long before Curtis walks out this morning? That's what I would like to know.
I'm a little worried about that.
We're very close to his vacation. If Spaz keeps it up, he's going to walk.
Well, the interesting thing is Greg is like rude to Spaz because it's like his shtick. But silently, he's encouraging Spaz to rip me constantly.
No, I'm not.
He said something. Could you lay off Curtis? He said, I think you're being a jerk.
No, we can lay you off. It's 15 bucks an hour. No big sweat.
Let me be clear. But people like me don't get laid off because I do a lot of work for less money. They love me.
Why were you on the radio for a decade?
Well, because I was on the radio.
That was his choice to be on the radio.
You showed the man.
Me and Stephon Gilmore were hanging out. We were holding out.
Me and Stephon Gilmore. Is Wiggy in?
That's right. Yeah, Curtis reminds me of a type of person that sticks his chin out for a selfie to try to, no, wait, let's take it again to the side like Danielle did.
Yeah, I'm always taking selfies everywhere.
U.S. Open opening round of Torrey Pines called for some darkness, but the leader in the clubhouse, Russell Henley, Liu stays in 4-under with him as well through 16. Francesco Molinari one shot back. Dustin Johnson even, Rory minus one. Pretty good tournament so far. And action last night, NBA and NHL. The Nets are going to a Game 7. Kyrie's team is on the brink. Well, Milwaukee forced that with a big win last night. And also in the NHL, the Islanders go down 2-1 to the Islanders.
I would love nothing more than to see Kyrie Irving go home.
Right.
That would make my year.
And by the way, I love Stiz. I genuinely do. Especially when I saw who else could possibly be in. But on line one, we have Lyme in Connecticut. But I think that person's calling from Lyme, Connecticut.
Oh. Probably, yeah. So Stiz Grimey is already screwing up when it comes to call screening.
I'm dead serious. I have to stick up for Stiz. The system here is complicated. First off, when you put someone on hold and you're typing something in, it bumps the cursor up to the name, which is why every time, I'm sure you see it all the time.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
To the name, I'm typing something and I'm like, because you hang it up and it bumps you up a spot.
Oh, okay.
So I just want to stick up for Stiz. It's pretty difficult. It's not an easy job.
Thank you. No, it's difficult to answer the phones and then type the name into the computer. I understand that.
Greg, it's you and four producers today. This is frightening stuff.
No, that's all right. You know, I it's a challenge. I love a good challenge. So okay. We'll see how it goes this morning.
Red Hot Leads coming up. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI.
Hey, baby, won't you look my way? I can be your new. Hey baby, what you gotta say? All you're giving me is fiction. I'm a sorry sucker and this happens all the time. I find out that everybody talks, everybody talks, everybody talks. It started with a whisper.
That's a great song, Ken. We should add that to the list that I curated for Greg's List.
Oh, some developing, some movement on that yesterday.
Oh, you mean the production's done?
Yeah, production's in process. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Does that mean that Greg's List, my music station, will debut on the Odyssey app this weekend? Do you know?
Wouldn't count on that. I don't know the date.
Okay. All right.
Let's not rush things.
No, why would we rush anything at this company? Why? Why would we?
God, things move so slow.
Only douches say curate.
I know. Well, that's what they refer to it as here in the company is if you're putting a list of music together, you're curating it.
Do you know what the most depressing thing about working for Odyssey is?
Your paycheck?
That's number one. It's tied.
Yes.
What? The amount of execs on all these emails that probably do nothing and make like $700K a year. Well, there's like 15 people working on Greg's list. Like, what are we doing?
There's not that many. There are probably a good 6 or 7 people that are working.
There really are.
It's really not that complicated. I mean, you put a list of music together and
I could do it on my phone, create playlists. And I'm an idiot.
Yes, you are. You got that right. All right. Odd day today. It's Greg and the producers, essentially, because Wiggy is out. Well, Wiggy will be back on Tuesday, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Curtis is sitting in Wiggy's chair this morning. Spaz has, for no explainable reason, been bumped up to Curtis's chair. And later on this morning, we will be joined in the studio by Andrew Raycroft, former Bruins goaltender who is now on Nesson.
And don't forget Dale's plant.
And Dale the plant. Dale the plant is here this morning as well. And this is Steve from Fall River. Good morning, Steve.
How are you? I'm watching this Stephon Gilmore deal, and I say to myself, I've heard his salary a few times, $7 million. $7 million.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's not enough money for a number one cornerback, even on a lousy team.
Mm-hmm.
The franchise tag is like 16 or 18 million bucks.
Well, you understand they,
the highest.
Steve.
What am I missing, Greg?
Yeah, well, they gave him an extra $5 million last year.
Right.
All right, that was and what was his total compensation last year?
I'll get the information. But the reason why
I'm guessing it was 12 because they gave him that money. He wanted that money to play last year.
And now he wants
more money to play this year. So I guess
he's going to make $7 million. The top corners are making 15 and 16.
Yeah, last year he made $15 million.
So he agreed to
after he held out for the $5 million. He made 15.
Yes, well he didn't technically hold out. He told them he was not going to. He basically said, "I want more money. It's a COVID year. Give me more money. Okay. Give me.
Is he a number? Is he our number one cornerback? Yes.
Depends on his quad.
Yeah, he's our number one cornerback. Number one cornerbacks, in my opinion, the second most important people on the team to quarterback. The franchise tag doesn't say that because the way they've diminished the defensive roles. Now it's linebacker, defensive end. But in my opinion, it's the cornerback. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you just said top cornerbacks make $15 million a year. Last year he made $15 million.
Okay, and this year he's supposed to play for half of that.
So what do you want to give him, Steve? What do you want to give him? What do you want Bill to give him? Another $10 million? What's it take to have?
Let's talk about. I'll ask you a question. Did Bill spend money like a drunken sailor, a free agency?
You
overpaying guys?
That's offensive.
Like everyone else's opinion, not Steve Fulmer's opinion. Other people's opinions was he paid Nelson Aguilar millions too much. And he's not going to give a number one corner $5 million.
I get it. You hate Bill. You hate
into
Steve. You hate Bill.
No, I don't hate anything.
You do. It's well documented.
I don't hate Bill.
You do. It's well documented.
You hate Bill.
You do every call. You do this every time you call. You hate Bill Belichick. Okay, we got it. He should just write him another check so the guy could come to work. I get it. That's what I should have done. I got to work today with you three. I should have said, hey, I'm not coming in unless you give me another million. What do you think?
Ooh, he admits to making $1 million a year.
I knew he was making a million. Thank you.
No,
I'm not allowed to reveal any kind of contract details ever.
That's a lot of zeros.
That's not what I've seen, the contract,
and I won't argue.
But the truth is, though, you do come to work because you're under contract, right, Greg? I'm being serious. You don't bail out on your responsibility. You signed a deal, so you're here.
Yes.
Not like Stephon Gilmore.
First of all, this is not work. I mean, let's be honest. We sit here and talk for 4 hours.
Baseball for 2 hours yesterday. You look like you were in pain.
But wait. And football's work? I'm serious. Football's not, it's a game. It's not work. Every single day you get to play gym. Think about that. It's gym every day. And you get paid $7 million. And WEI listeners, I can't understand them how they could call up and bitch. I can't believe a guy's making $7 million.
But this is a great contract. It was a great signing by the Patriots, and Gilmore got 5 years, $65 million.
Yes.
A win-win. And last year, they made more money available to him, knowing that this year would be at a less number. Like, I don't understand why people, like, I have ripped Bill. I will rip Bill for how he handled Brady until the day I die. But the way he manages a cap and the way he builds a defense – is you can't rip
it's
it.
It's beyond reproach.
It is. It's. I mean, he's the notion when they signed Stephon Gilmore. I was like, who the hell is this guy, and why are they giving him $65 million? And then he turned out to be the defensive player of the year.
I mean, give me a break. Like, he was all in last season once he got the extra $5 million. And now, and first of all, you're absolutely right, Curtis. You don't know what his situation is with regard to the surgery and coming back from the injury. Like, show up. I mean, come on. You agreed to it. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, but Belichick's in a tough spot. He cannot not sign Gilmore, not bring him back for more money. If he actually holds out, he's got leverage.
Do you think that's how Bill feels about it?
Yeah, I think he does.
Really?
Yep, because he spent all this money on the defense, and you can't just have bad secondary play.
But what if he gives him? What if he guarantees the $7 million, and then week two of the preseason, he's done for the year because his hamstring was never right?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely have to wait to see if he's healthy. That's the big thing.
This is Jeff in the car. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, you know what I'd like to hear someday? I'd like to hear one of the owners say, you know, you didn't play very well last Sunday, so I'm not going to pay you. How do you like that?
I love it, brother. That's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
How was Stephon Gilmore in that San Francisco game when he was avoiding contact, you know?
No, I mean, honestly, like, you agreed to it last year, then show up and do your job and go somewhere else when this is over. I mean, come on.
Can you say that Kendra was avoiding contact with Bobes?
Yes, Kendra was avoiding all contact with Bobes. When are we going to address the Curtis controversy?
Can we just get this stupid thing? What is going on?
I need to know. Can we do it now?
On the Twitch chat.
Oh, I don't have Twitch in here.
And I have received several text messages from those who are watching the program this morning at weei.com/watch or on Twitch. Did you spray tan yourself up?
Oh, I did not use bronzer or anything of the like.
Yes, you did. He did. Yes, you did. Yes.
I baked yesterday around Castle Island.
No. You took so much abuse from that Instagram photo in the pink tank top that you bronzed yourself up this morning. Just own up to it.
I did it. I did some tanning.
He looks completely different, does he not? I mean,
look at a close up. We need a close up. I need a better shot.
Okay. We'll get a close up. On
we got plenty. If you want to look at ugly pictures of me, just search Twitter.
Did you do your eyebrows too?
Yeah, definitely. Bikini wax the whole nine.
They just zoomed in.
look at him.
You look pretty good, bro. I have the tans. It works.
Yeah,
the tans are definitely tanser. Works.
The tanser.
That's what it is. It's
no,
tanser.
It's called bronzer. It's not called
or bronzer as Wiggy puts it.
Yeah, Wiggy calls it bronzer. Spaz calls it tanser, and it's called bronzer. But yes, he did. You clearly did. All right.
He's not denying it, so he definitely.
Ooh, look at that! That close up is scary.
Okay, can we? Whoever is it, Dylan? If you want your job, back out. Thank you.
Oh, now you're threatening our director of video services on Twitch.
I mean,
come on.
Yep. Just
all right. We should get to today's leads.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for.
Not a very difficult choice based on the fact that we discussed this band yesterday.
Correct.
That is Pink Floyd.
Yes,
obviously
it is.
Obviously Pink Floyd.
Yep.
The leads this morning brought to you by Subaru Summer. Going on right now, it's your chance to hit the road in a brand new 2021 Subaru. You can find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Song title, by the way. We'll just let you off with Floyd.
Run. I think it's just called Run, right?
Yeah, close enough. Run Like Hell, but it's
Run
fine.
Like Hell. Okay, that was close.
Good job.
All right.
Off the discussion yesterday of Wiggy's impersonation of Roger Waters.
Well, the discussion yesterday was that Roger Waters turned down a gigantic bag of cash from Facebook because they wanted to use another brick in the wall in some kind of an Instagram ad, and he said no. F.U. Zuckerberg. He actually said F.U. Zuckerberg. And Wiggy said that was ridiculous. And how dare he consider his music to be art? I, for one, value somebody like that who says, I don't care how much cash you're going to give me. I'm not selling out when it comes to my music.
So do I.
And, you know, I value that. But Wiggy had an issue with it.
Are you going to do a box set that you can curate of the Greg Hill and Hillman best moments that you can sell when you retire? Like, to the diehard fans of this show for 35 years.
Yeah, yes, for 35 years. A box set.
Yeah,
yes.
And you can just get a little money from that. Nice little retirement.
It might not be a box. It might just be like one small. When it comes to great moments, I don't know how many there
it's
are.
It's just you rubbing, Gronk rubbing your back with CBD oil.
Yes. All right, Ken, you want to get us started on the leads?
All right, so sports betting in Massachusetts. Now, a couple of the New England states have already passed this. Massachusetts has been behind. It's not a no-brainer. I want to see it happen. I would be interested in placing a couple wagers on sports. But here are three things that I think are concerns that people overlook when they think this is a no-brainer, okay? Number one, people say it's already there on the illicit market. People are doing it anyway. No, it's not really. I mean, yes, there are. I mean, the diehards, I guess. You get these gambling addicts. Not even gambling addicts. There are some people that have bookies.
Well, some people.
But this
everybody
would,
everybody has a bookie.
Not everybody has a bookie. I don't have a bookie. You have one?
Do I have a regular bookie that I gamble with? No. If I want to place a bet, can I find a bookie? Yes, you can find one in 5 seconds.
And Mutt had bookies, but he never paid, so he no longer does.
And it's, you know, it's an hour drive to the border. This is not an easy thing to place a bet these days. If you're worried about getting caught, the illegal market, it's not already there.
Have you seen the internet?
Okay, yes, there are people that are concerned about placing bets on the internet when it's not properly vetted.
So why is it easier every year to bet with the lottery? If that's a problem. Every year they make it easier to use the lottery and play the scratch tickets and all that. Why do they make it easier to do that?
I don't understand your question.
What don't you understand? You're betting. You're gambling. The lottery is a form of betting.
Yeah, but that's different than placing a bet with a bookie or through some app which is possibly going to get you in trouble.
I'm saying it easy to bet in this state. Why can't we bet on everything except for just Keno? Why don't we bet on the Red Sox and Keno?
But that's a separate issue. I'm just saying, when this passes...
Are you at all familiar with DraftKings or any of the other online betting services?
Yeah, but you can't place a bet in Massachusetts through DraftKings right now. If you're in the state, you can't...
Right. There's about 15 other sites you can use.
Well, I have never done it. Have you?
Yes, it's easy.
You have?
Of course.
Save for court.
Have you ever looked at online porn? Or no? Are you waiting on that also?
Yeah, we have no strip clubs, so can nobody see naked women
good
in
Massachusetts? Comparison. I'm telling you, this is going to go up dramatic. When this gets legalized, sports betting in Massachusetts is going to dramatically increase.
What has happened in Rhode Island since they legalized sports betting?
They've gotten like 30% of their people from 30% of the betting has come from the state of Massachusetts.
No, I'm asking across the state. How has it been? Is success, failure, good?
It seems fine.
It's a success in New Hampshire. It's a success everywhere.
Smaller state.
Okay. So you are concerned. Let me guess. You're concerned about sports gambling.
I'm not concerned, but people say it's already there. It's not already there. This is a dramatic thing that's going to happen.
Okay.
Especially for a big city like Boston. Okay. Number two. Local college teams should be concerned about this. And I think it's proper to say you can't bet on local college teams. You can't bet on BC, BU, etc. Mm-hmm. It's just, those should be excluded.
Okay. Do you think bad actors, i.e. those in the mob or with intent to, you know, shave points, are going to be less likely to do that more likely to do it because it's legal? The people that are doing that are already doing it. And they do it with their own bookie.
No, it'll be like harder. It's harder to pull off.
About you, Ken, on a Sunday, sitting in Brookline, being like, "Oh, I like the Pats -3 today." You bet $20, and that's it. It's easy, and then the state gets revenue. Everybody wins.
You don't want that optic. You don't want the optic of players at BC being able to place bets on their team or against their team easily in state. Obviously, if they go to efforts to get out of state, they could do it.
Okay,
it's much less likely. And number three,
it's really far from Chestnut Hill to Rhode Island,
where they put these sports books. Is going to be interesting, and there's some talk that they could go to Fenway, to Gillette, to the Garden. Mm-hmm. Isn't that bizarre? Don't you think that's also a bad look? You're going to want a sports book at Gillette? Like, you go to the game, you're paying all this money to go to the game, then you go place a bet, and the team is, like, taking more of your money if they lose or win the game.
Okay, all right.
So those are my three concerns.
Those are your concerns? We can continue to discuss those. Thank you, Ken. Spaz, you got a lead for us this morning?
Yes, I do. I alluded to this earlier, Greg. I really need a little more personal time, some time with friends and family. I'm feeling a little depressed, so I've decided to drop out of the biggest tennis tournament of the year of Wimbledon. My name is Naomi Osaka. Did I say that right?
I think so, yes.
It drives me absolutely bonkers that women or men or athletes that make millions of dollars feel like they have a lot of pressure on them. They feel like, oh, I'm so depressed. Let me tell you what takes care of depression. Let me tell you what takes care of hanging out with friends and family. By the way, friends and family don't want to hang out with you if you don't have this. Money. Money does.
Money takes
money.
Care of
you,
everything.
You can't save the trees if you don't have money. You can't hang out with your friends if you don't have money. You don't have depression if you have money, honey. You need to play. If you win, which it's likely that she would have,
yeah,
she'd get close to $3 million. It's like 2.3 euros. I don't know what that means in American. No clue. But what it does mean is that you will not be depressed. Like right now, I'm depressed. I got up. My back hurts. My breath stinks. My butt stinks. I still came into work.
Yes.
I'm feeling a little low.
Yeah.
But if Hillman walked in here and put a $5 bill in front of me, I'd be like, woo!
Right.
I'd be excited.
You have money.
So, please, athletes, no more of this. I don't want to talk to the media because I feel like they're going to ask me tough questions. If I can't get a list of Joe Biden reporters to ask me questions, I'm not getting out in front of the media. You make millions of dollars. Your life doesn't suck.
Okay.
Your life doesn't suck if you have money.
Thank you, Spaz.
Simple.
Curtis?
I would disagree with that last point, but anyway, my life is doing great. No, I'm just kidding. But the Madden cover was released yesterday, Greg. I know you were waiting with bated breath to see who would be on the Madden 22 cover.
Yes, yes.
And the NFL continues to try and make it seem like Brady and Mahomes are 1A and 1B when it comes to all-time NFL greats.
Mm.
That is a disgrace. Mahomes is 0-2 against Brady in the playoffs. Brady has 7 rings. Mahomes has 1 ring. Brady and the Bucks just destroyed Mahomes in the Super Bowl. And they're doing this rollout where they're like talking about the next great thing and the great thing. And it's down the same line of Jordan. Whenever there was a great player, whether it was Kobe, whoever was coming into the league, everybody said, he's the next Jordan. Well, there never is going to be a next Jordan. He's the greatest basketball player of all time. I don't think there's a debate.
And there will never be another Tom Brady.
Yeah, I don't know why they're fighting it. Mahomes is going to have the league to himself in 2 years. Why are you trying to rush him on the same stage as Brady? I don't understand.
All right. Wiggy wanted Cam Newton on the cover, by the way.
Brady's wife's better looking, by the way. I wanted to add that.
Better than Mahomes?
Yes. There's two things. This is why Tom's the GOAT. He got married for love, right? Giselle didn't need Tom's money. And she's better looking, whereas Mahomes' wife, she's average. She needed the money. She boom, kid, money, set for life. Giselle didn't need it. Tom is clearly the personal go-to.
I agree that Giselle is more attractive than Mahomes' wife, but they were high school sweethearts, so she wasn't, like, in for the money. They've been together forever.
Yeah, yeah.
But she saw that when he was, like, 12, when he was winning Papuana championships.
That's
she
true.
Knew. She got in early.
No prenup.
She got in early.
All right. Thank you, Spaz. Apparently, now that the pandemic is over, our elected officials here in Boston can finally turn to solving the really dangerous issues in our city, like people drinking booze at the beach. This has become a big issue in your neighborhood, Curtis, over at M Street Beach. By the way, it's been an issue at M Street Beach for the last 100 years.
Yes.
This is a news flash. People go to a beach and they bring booze. They bring their Trulies. They pack themselves a cooler. That's what they do when they go to the beach. However, Ed Flynn, who is a city councilor, is enraged by the fact that there are lots of complaints of people who are ordering liquor deliveries at M Street Beach. They've identified the address, apparently, where they can order their drizzly order, and Ed wants these people to be arrested.
I ask the Boston police to be very aggressive in any company that delivers alcohol to the beaches of South Boston. We're going to have zero tolerance for that, and I want them to be fined. I want them to be cited, including the people on the beach if they do engage in that disrespectful behavior. They should be cited and fined as well, and maybe even arrested.
What?
It's disrespectful.
Enough of this nonsense. Can we let people enjoy their lives, for crying out loud?
You know what this is? This is, if you walk around Southie, the beach, very clean, because the people that drink there don't want to be seen drinking. So it's usually concealed in another container.
Great point.
There's not bottles and cans. If you walk through the parks of South Boston, where the parents who are complaining to Ed Flynn about the beach, where their kids are drinking at night, leaving huge swaths of broken glass bottles of Mike's Hard Lemonade yes. that my dog nips? Is stepping on?
What like, about all the nips that are discarded across the Commonwealth of Massachusetts? Are you kidding
arrest
me?
Arrest someone for drinking at the freaking beach?
Yes, arrest them. Meanwhile, there's rogue bands of dirt bike vigilantes running through the city every night. Nobody says a word. Are you kidding me?
Yesterday when I walked around Castle Island to get the spectacular shine on my head, yes. I got high walking around. I was hit by wave after wave of pot. Yeah. Okay? Is Ed Flynn going to stop you from smoking pot on Castle Island, too? Is he going to arrest you?
Yeah, this is absolutely ridiculous. We can get Ed Flynn on the show. I know Ed Flynn.
Oh, get him on.
Normally...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Pretty good guy. I don't know what's wrong with him. He must be running for re-election, or he's tired of hearing from his constituents.
Does he have kids?
Yeah, he has kids.
Then I can't see how you cannot drink on the beach. Have you ever brought a 6-year-old and a 12-year-old to the beach and you don't drink?
All right. Those are our suggestions for the leads this morning. They are brought to you by Always Health Partners, a health plan helping people and businesses be ready for today, tomorrow, and always.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
College kids always think they can beat the odds. The easier you make it for someone to gamble, the more people do gamble. Going online for them is a natural thing. A lot more natural for them to go into a casino.
Well, that prude is Professor McGowan from Boston College, who believes that legalized sports gambling here in Massachusetts will be a real problem. And so does the lifeguard. That was the lead of the lifeguard, Ken Laird, this morning, is that we are on the brink of a real tragedy here in Massachusetts.
What?
I didn't say
tragedy. Now,
I'm
a little concerned about it. It's just an unknown to me.
During the break, you bet me $50 that this would be a problem.
See, it's already happening.
What exactly, again, are your issues?
Well, mostly I'm worried about college kids. I picture myself at Northeastern in the late 90s with the ability to bet on an app on college games without any money. I would have been in big trouble. I mean, like, I wanted to bet, but you can't bet.
Right.
So people say it's already here. You already do it. Not really. I mean, where do I go to bet on a game now in Massachusetts the web?
If you Google bet on sports, you will find many links that you can just put a credit card.
Go right now and find one.
Sportsbook.ag.
Does that work?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I wouldn't trust that. Would you trust that? Would you go on Sportsbook AG right now?
You
and
understand
a college kid would. Yes, he's 19. He's sitting in his dorm room.
Not every college kid.
Guess what they have at Boston College? Internet access.
Do you know?
Some are worried.
Do you know where I talked about this on the show? Do you know where Breece Hill learned a lesson recently about losing money? Robin Hood. About betting on the stock market.
Well, there you go.
Okay. Do you?
Isn't that evidence that you should be concerned about this?
No, I'm not concerned about
that. You guys gonna let that slide?
He's 21 years old.
Wait a second. My son learned about money?
It was
in the stock market.
We're talking
about degenerate gambling.
It was his money, you idiot.
But
the
still,
stock market is degenerate gambling, by the way.
Yeah, but it's acceptable in upper class where you make tons of money, Hill Dog. Robin Hood is a good lesson. Like, we're talking about bums like me and my brother Jesse that go on sportsbooks and lose tons of money in college.
Let me ask Ken a question. Can a college kid go to the 7-Eleven and buy a lottery ticket here in Massachusetts?
That's much different.
Explain to me. I'd love to hear it.
Okay. Do you think college kids have the affinity for scratchies that they do for sports?
What?
Maybe BC. The sports aren't that good. I mean.
Oh, yeah. Northeastern's really kicking ass.
Pretty good basketball team.
What? But,
So you're worried about young. First of all, that's who gambles on sports is college kids plus, right? And
they don't now, but I think they will in big numbers. Yes,
they do.
They don't have any money right now.
It's all they do. I know you've been locked up in your home for the last 15 months, but are you that out of touch with who is gambling? It's all they do.
It's going to expand dramatically. Dramatically.
Oh, my God. I cannot.
Why is that a problem? Can I just ask him, why is that a problem if it expands? Who are you worried for? I'm worried about these kids
blowing money they don't have and getting into, like Breece Hill, you said he learned a lesson. There will be a lot of college kids who learn a lesson when this finally comes out.
From Chestnut Hill to Twin River in Rhode Island is 45 minutes.
Yeah.
If I'm a college kid, that sounds like a great afternoon. Go down to Providence, afterwards, grab dinner, put some money on the games.
I'm sure it happens. This will now happen easier, instantly. Boom.
Right, and the money will go to where we're living instead of in Rhode Island where we're not.
Okay, but you're exploiting these kids then.
They're an adult. They could fight in Afghanistan. They can't bet on a sporting game?
Wouldn't it be better for the kids, Greg? Wouldn't it be better if the state regulated it instead of having kids do, betting with a bookie?
Sure.
I feel like it's better for the kids.
I mean, I don't think anything is better when the state regulates it. I happen to agree with the great words of Ronald Reagan, which was that the worst words that you can ever hear are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Those are the worst words that anyone could ever hear. However, that being said, Spaz, yes, maybe... It would be better for college kids if the state were regulating it, maybe.
I feel like Wiggy quoting his mom saying, never trust fat people, is more effective than you quoting Ronald Reagan.
I think you're probably right about that. But some of us like it when the government shows up and says, hey, here's your check, Anthony. And then we go buy nips and hit Revere Beach.
In all sincerity, Ken wants to empower the mob, not the government.
Yes, that's what I was saying.
Any other concerns for you, Ken?
Well, I just think the sportsbook locations is going to be odd. If they're actually at professional events, if they're at the Garden, if they're at Fenway, if they're at Gillette, I don't know how that's going to go. I mean, don't you think that's just going to be strange? Like, you're going to go to Gillette and there'll be a sportsbook there.
Meaning what? That it's an issue to gamble on a game while you're at a game?
Not as much. It looks bad, like optics for the league, that the game is on the up and up or something to me. It will be jarring. Let's put it that way. When this happens, and I'm for it, I would vote for it if I was in like a position of authority and whatever. Okay, gambling in Massachusetts, it's everywhere else. It's in 30 states. Fine. But it's going to be a dramatic change for the state.
But has it been a dramatic change in Rhode Island or in New Hampshire?
Different case. Look at the number of schools here. The pro teams are here. This will dramatically affect all the teams that play in this state. And they're going to tie themselves to it, by the way.
I don't know how they have started to. I don't know how it's going to dramatically impact the teams. I would love to have one example of how that would happen.
It's just an optics thing. First of all,
why? Who cares about optics?
You're going to now.
Ken does. Ken cares. He's cared about optics during the entire pandemic.
You know the optics.
And now they're going to start like giving you like advice on who to bet on. Like the teams are going to have betting experts. Like Fitzy's going to be like some Patriots betting expert.
Well, what if we made?
Now I'm on your side.
what if we made everybody wear a face mask when they went to place a bet? Would that make it better for you?
All right, just let Curtis and Spaz.
You guys invite this guy out to parties? I would avoid this. This would be my friend that I'd say, hey guys, let's not tell Ken we're having a party. Like he shows up in the room, goes.
We took him out once. It was a lot of fun. Went to Stats, you were a lot of fun. You were a lot of fun.
And you know where you were also a lot of fun was a couple years ago. We did a station outing to Twin River. Yeah. And Ken was betting on the Bruins.
Yeah.
I bet on the Bruins.
And he was 6 to midnight.
It was awesome. I admit, but that's why it's what think about college kids, and it could easily get out of control for those kids who now.
Do you know when you're losing an argument? You're losing an argument when you cite, what about the kids?
If you think about going to, for instance, think about going to Encore and being able to go there on Sundays and bet football all Sunday long. I mean, what's
and
right?
And we have a hookup now with Josie.
We do. In fact, I'm going to have. I don't believe the formal announcement is coming until next week, but I am holding
co-host
a beach cornhole tournament 2.0 at Encore.
Oh, could we bet on who's going to win cornhole?
Probably. If everything, it's going to be on a Sunday, so it's going to be a Sunday in August. And I will give you the details soon enough because I think it'll sell out. But we're doing it outside. They have this beautiful pavilion thing on the water. So we're going to have the second beach cornhole tournament of the summer, and I'll give you the details next week.
Can I say the best thing about Encore, Greg?
Yes.
Is that across the street there is a scrap metal buying company. So, like, literally, you could take a refrigerator over to the scrap company, get $15, and walk across the street and win $1,000. It's the best thing.
Or lose the $15.
No, but you got to think you're going to win it. You're going to grab an AC on the way, drop it off. You get, $7, walk across the street, put it on black. Boom, baby.
Well, coming up at 8:15, speaking of legalized sports gambling here in Massachusetts, we will be joined by State Representative Michael Soder. So we'll talk about the hearings yesterday and other things with regard to legalized gambling here in Massachusetts at 8:15 on today's show. And speaking of Ken and his fear, next we'll talk about science, because science has created an official term for what Ken is suffering because the world is opening back up again. So we'll get to that and other things coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.